Hi there, it's Carrie Conover, and welcome to my new series, Behind the Job, Decoding Job Descriptions. In this first episode of the series, I'm excited to discuss an exciting job opportunity for transitioning teachers and educators for a company that I'm currently recruiting for. Now, not every job that I'm going to share in this series is a job that I personally recruit for. I will always be transparent about this. Today, however, I am actually searching for the next big talent to join an exciting early childhood education company. Let's get started. This role is a contract position, but it does have potential to end up as a full-time position for the right fit. It is a bilingual professional development facilitator. And let me tell you, this is a position that I feel like a lot of educators dream of transitioning into. You know, when you've been sitting in a professional development at your school, either in person or virtually, and you're just staring at the person thinking, oh, I would love to do their job. Well, here is your opportunity. So the ideal candidate is based in Texas, Florida, or Puerto Rico. This role seeks a person with at least 5 years of teaching experience. They want that teaching experience. We don't see that very often these days. They want a former teacher, and they need you to be fluent, highly fluent in both English and Spanish. This candidate, a successful candidate, will be committed to a company's mission that is to support early childhood educators. So pre-K through five teachers, this one's for you. The primary responsibilities of this position are going to include delivering interactive professional development for educators, both virtually and on site. Travel is expected to be around 20% to Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, and possibly other locations later on. You will be expected to lead sessions in both English and Spanish, adapting your approach to cater diverse learning styles. You're going to be traveling mostly within Florida, some in Texas, and occasionally to Puerto Rico. So this is a requirement for the role. Please do not apply for this role. And by the way, I'm going to tell you all the directions of how to submit to me personally your resume for this job. But you have to be able to speak English and Spanish, write in English and Spanish. They need someone to translate all the professional development that currently exists into written Spanish. And you also you must be able to travel. If you're interested in this role, I need you to read in the show notes the exact directions I give you. One of my biggest turnoffs is when a candidate doesn't follow the directions. I'm looking for someone with enthusiasm, with this great experience, someone that is ready to get into a really fun, exciting company. And side note, your boss will be a former classroom to boardroom graduate. How cool is that? So once you follow the directions in the show note, you're going to send me over an email with a specific subject line with an introduction and your resume attached. Once you do that, I will read all emails. Please be patient. I expect to get a lot of submissions for this job. I will then reply to you that I think you are a good fit. Let's talk. Or, hey, I'm going to pass this time, keep listening to this new series, Behind the Job, in which I can share out other roles for you that might be a better fit. It's important to know that the company I am recruiting for is an equal opportunity employer and does not discriminate against any applicant for any applicant for employment or any employee because of age, color, sex, disability, national origin, race, religion, or veteran status. This is an excellent opportunity for all those bilingual educational professionals out there seeking to make a difference in early childhood ed. I encourage you to apply and let me know who you are, if you are qualified and interested in this job. Good luck to all of you. And I hope you enjoy this new series, Behind the Job. I'm going to try to do this and break down job descriptions and give you tips and tricks multiple times a week, if I can keep up with it. So let me know if you want me to keep doing this. As always, I'll still continue to share success stories and other information with all of my favorite transitioning teachers, principals, and administrators. Until next time, take care. I'm Carrie Conover.